Hello, everyone, and welcome to the podcast Culture Connection, where we talk about different cultures around the world. Culture means the way of life for certain people. It can be anything from two people liking a basketball team to a whole country eating or doing the same types of traditions. My name is Cesar Fernandez, and I'm working alongside Henry Wicker. So say hello to everyone, Henry.
What's up, everybody?
So now Henry is going to explain the setup for today's podcast.
Alright, so the first 10 minutes of this podcast will be like bringing up the history of American culture. But to follow that, next 10 minutes will be how American culture has just impacted our lives, or how it's impacted the world, better yet. And then the last final 10 minutes to finalize everything is what American culture has brought to the world. So American culture is a Western culture. It's of European origin, and it's been shaped by many other cultures, you know, so...
So would you call the American culture multicultural? Be our very first time actually knowing what culture is, and up to now how it's still multicultural and it's still shaped because of our history then?
Yeah, I would easily say it's multicultural because many cultures helped shape this, and cultures even back then started to like shape American culture, because American culture is a whole bunch of different cultures, but Americans' view of it. And, you know, like I said, it's European origin, so kind of like whenever we first came to America, that's when culture here is really starting to get shaped, because they brought over their traditions, their ethics and all that, their languages, and that's what really started to, like, take off American culture.
You said it started to take off, and, you know, the languages and the food. I don't think there's been a time where there's only been one single culture. Like, maybe in some other places, maybe there's just one single culture, and I know some point in our history, people try to push that to just make one culture in the United States in general. But now it's just so hard because we're born with multicultural. We were created with these different cultures, and that's what grew us into who we are and the diversity we have.
I definitely can agree with that. Definitely can agree with that. But one thing that helped make like American culture unique was the Jazz Age. And the Jazz Age was a cultural period all on its own, you know. It took place in the 1920s, and both new styles of music and dance came.
I know in history, I actually learned more about how the 1920s was really the booming time for United States, where we had jazz, everyone was enjoying themselves, we were living a good life. And I know, personally, I'm a jazz player, so making that connection to see how jazz is something that America were the founders of, even though, you know, you get music from other places and combine it, but jazz is something that's heard all over the world, and it was born here in America. I'm pretty sure it was New Orleans where it was born in the 1920s, so it's really impressive to see how far it's still going, and how you have jazz ballads and you have bebop and you have types of jazz from just our history. And also from there, it was around the late 1920s when the Great Depression hit, and I feel like that also shaped our culture. Not only did it make us realize, hey, we need a better system for our stock, or not even stock, just economics in general.
Yeah, I can definitely agree with you that the Great Depression definitely did help shape us. It may have been a negative thing, but even negative things can help shape like a culture and kind of like give us like, an idea of what we need to do different. It can definitely like set up the future, you know, like future cultural purposes, you know, like it definitely does help us out.
I watched a movie called Cinderella Man. It's a story about a boxer who actually was like doing really good. He had a whole bunch of money, jewelry, but the Great Depression hit and everything just went downhill. And that's something that maybe America sometimes tries to forget, but we shouldn't really forget that, because it's part of us. And maybe some other countries may have not had something like the Great Depression happen, because people that lived in the Great Depression, after it was over, they did not want to put anything on credit. They did not really trust the bank because they were scared it was going to happen again, and they kept telling themselves it's going to happen again because it already happened once.
Definitely, that's how people are though, when like they see the system is crashing, you know, like they put less and less trust in it. However, like the system will eventually peak one day again. That was just its low point. Like, there's a peak for everything and there's a low point for everything. But once you hit that low point, you can only go up from there. So, I mean, you can look at it that way, too.
2008, too, this is also a part of our history where the stock market crashed and a lot of people lost their jobs. Some people, well, most people, including me and you, were already born at that time. We were young, so we didn't really know what was going on, but we kind of knew what was going on. And that was a really big and bad moment for America again. But it's not as big as the Great Depression and how really that shaped us, not only because when it happened in 2008, people were worried, people were thinking it was the Great Depression all over again, but we came through as a country because we already lived through that experience and we knew what to do and how to react to it and how to fix the problem.
So now that we talked about the history of America, we're going to talk about like some holidays that came from the American culture. And the first one we're going to start with is Memorial Day. And that's basically just a day of remembering everyone who died in the American Armed Forces. The holiday was originally known as a Decoration Day, and it started after the Civil War to honor the Union and Confederate dead. The first original day it started on was May 30th, 1868. And the Commander-in-Chief John A. Logan of the Grand Army of the Republic issued what is called General Order No. 11, which designated May 30th as a Memorial Day.
And now we're going to talk about Labor Day. Now, the first Labor Day came to be September 5th, 1882, celebrated in New York City in accordance with the plans of the Central Labor Union. The Central Labor Union held its second Labor Day holiday just a year later on September 5th, 1883. And what Labor Day celebrates, it's actually to the social and economic achievements of American workers. It constitutes a yearly national tradition tribute to the contributions of workers that have made strength, prosperity, and well-being of our country. Labor Day is basically a day celebrating hardworking people of America, and that's something that our culture and our history, I feel, makes it more rich because we celebrate everything we can here. We have Black History Month, we have Pride Month, we have Hispanic Month, we have Labor Day, we have President's Day, we have Memorial Day, we have Halloween, we have Thanksgiving, we have a lot of things here just in our culture.
Yeah, that definitely does make the culture really rich. Give us that well-being of like, hey, we should have something to celebrate about, you know. And it's also good that like we celebrate our workers for Labor Day because like it gives them a sense of, hey, we're celebrating that I'm doing hard work, you know, and it gives them that sense of well-being instead of them having to go to work every day, you know. It just helps like give them, you know, like a peace of mind almost. And like it really does help create like a good feeling for people who are hardworking, and then they get like Labor Day and then they're getting celebrated because they work like hard, you know.
And now we're going to move on to how American culture impacts us as people or personally, or how it impacts maybe another country across the world. So I'll let Henry take the lead for this one.
All right, so like American culture, it affects like not only us, but the world as well, because America is known as a leader within like mass media production. So like film, anything like that, you know, maybe throughout like radio broadcast, even a podcast like we're doing right now. America is known for this type of thing with mass media productions and everything.
And that's kind of mind-blowing because really as a small child being, you know, born here and raised here in America, I just can't imagine a life without movies because you can go online, you can go to the store, buy, rent a movie, and in other countries you don't really do that. It's not really part of who they are, and for us we dominate that mass media, and it's impressive. So I know we have other topics too of how it impacts, so I'm gonna let Henry just go ahead and talk more about that.
Yeah, so with other countries coming into America, it also makes our culture more diverse. So, you know, that kind of impacts us on like a general scale, because like it kind of like other countries can help shape our culture and kind of like change it, you know, depending on like what their cultures bring into this country, you know.
That's honestly what, when I think of America, I think of that. I think of not going to the store and seeing one culture, but seeing multiple cultures. represented in just that one store. It's impressive, especially here at Ben Davis. It'll impress you with how many different cultures we have. I know we have 78 different languages at Ben Davis just alone spoken. That's part of American culture.
This is definitely crazy to think about how just you don't even like in America here, you don't even like think about it, you know, because like you're just so accustomed to it. But like in other countries you go around and look and it's not as diverse compared to here in America, where you have like, you know, like you said, 78 different languages spoken here at Ben Davis. But you don't think of that on like a broader scale, you know, until like you go to another country and really see what it is, you know.
Say you take a trip down to maybe Germany, you're only going to see Germans, not here in America, especially maybe in California more. You're going to see different cultures and you're going to see more tourism there. When people like go there, they're like, well, I'm kind of shocked, like not shocked in a good way, with how many people are accepted now here in America and how that really like shaped us into who we are as a nation and as a culture of the American culture. So
back in our history section, we talked about how jazz was kind of like born here in America, but we're gonna slide off from that and we're gonna like talk about hip-hop music here in America. See, anything you want to like say about hip-hop music?
Yeah, I mean, I was born really and raised with hip-hop music, and when I hear like Spanish-speaking countries do reggaeton, that's just basically a copy of hip-hop but in Spanish, and it's impressive.
Yeah, I'll definitely agree with you, it is impressive, but like it's also affected the world because everyone around the world listens to American hip-hop music. Like, take Drake, for example. Everyone in the world, well, not everyone in the world, but like a general good amount of the population of the world knows who Drake is and knows that he came from Canada, you know, and that he's just making moves out here in the hip-hop scene in America, you know, and it's kind of impressive to think about that, you know, kind of how he's affected, like, general music around the world in general, you know?
Yeah, and I mean... over the summer, in my feelings challenge, the Kiki, do you love me? I know that took over and people all over the world were doing that. And a couple years back with Hotline Bling, how people were like, oh, this is like a good song. I mean, it has a good melody and it's a rapper that maybe he was born in Toronto, Canada, but his music really started off here in America and most Americans picked up on it, and then Americans pushed that out because, like we said, mass media is really big here in America, so kind of got that word out for people.
Another thing that I can say is that, like, if him coming from Canada, it kind of like again shows how like American culture is kind of more diverse, because with his music, you know, I mean, you can't really get that Canadian vibe from it, but you can like tell that like where he came from, you know, kind of influenced kind of his music. So it definitely like helps show that American culture is very diverse.
Yeah, and it's not just Drake, there's a lot of different other rappers and singers who are out there. A pop song like Closer by the Chainsmokers, or maybe Demi Lovato, or I don't know, just any pop artist. I've seen some news of people down in countries like Mexico when maybe say one of the Jonas Brothers, or when they were together, they came down there and like girls were like geeking out about them. And even Justin Bieber, because I know Justin Bieber is like one of the biggest people who have pushed that culture, because he really brings people around, and when he does world tours, people may not understand what he's saying, but just that vibe you get from it, and you just like it, and you memorize the lyrics, and that also pushes people to learn more English too. That's a part of our culture. When someone comes here in America, they learn more English. So
from all that, we're gonna move to kind of what American culture has brought. And some things that were brought from the American culture is some of the food that's incorporated into this culture. Some food that was brought from this culture, you know, include like hamburgers and hot dogs, you know, kind of just your general everyday thing when you think of America.
So like your friendly neighborhood barbecue, you would have, you know, someone flipping the burgers, getting the bread, putting the cheese and the ketchup, mayonnaise, mustard, whatever you want on it, and the hot dogs. Some people think of America when they think of food, they think of hot dogs and hamburgers.
Yeah, your general like cookout vibe almost.
Yeah.
But something that may surprise you actually is that deep dish pizza actually came from America. It actually like was its origin was from the Midwest. Here in the Midwest is where its origin was from. Like I wouldn't say Chicago, but somewhere close towards that area, you know. And deep dish pizza came from American culture, actually.
Oh, that's impressive. I've never really actually thought about that. When I think of pizza, I think I don't think American, honestly. I mean, I know it's something that Americans adopted pizza, but deep dish, it's a really good tasting pizza if it's done right. And it's not something that ever came across my head as being American. I always thought maybe Italian or just a different culture, and we just adopted that pizza.
Yeah, like you said, like Italian, you know, that kind of like people think of that when they think of pizza, but really pizza didn't actually originate from Italian culture. Like it's been an American thing. Another thing though, another food, you know, when you think of American culture is apple pie, because like whenever you hear that, you know, you just think of America, because like, have you ever heard the term as American as apple pie? I mean, you know, that's kind of just a given though, you know?
Yeah, I could see that. And I mean, apple pie is delicious. That's something that most people can agree on. Whenever they have apple pie, they just think, delicious.
Yeah, but another thing that kind of may like not come to you as like an obvious is clam chowder. That came from like the northeastern part of the country. Like clam chowder is just a thing up there, you know? Like, it's not obvious because you don't think about that, you know, but it's something that actually came from American culture. But another one that may kind of, like, this is a little more obvious, but still may kind of shock you, is biscuits and gravy.
Now that you're giving out the foods, said apple pie, biscuits and gravy, I'm starting to think more Thanksgiving, because Thanksgiving, it originated here in the United States, and one of the most common or one of the most things everyone has at their Thanksgiving is biscuits and gravy, apple pie, a turkey, corn on the cob. That stuff that did originate here in America, apple pie and biscuits and gravy.
Yeah, it's definitely kind of interesting how we kind of tie together like some foods from other cultures in our Thanksgiving, but we still have the American feel for it because it still has American foods incorporated into it. It just kind of depends on how, like, how you are, what you cook for Thanksgiving. But general, all around, when you think of that holiday, you think of some of those foods, like you said, apple pie. Macaroni and cheese actually came from American culture, too. You may have that in your Thanksgiving dinner as well. And, like, that's kind of interesting to think about, you know?
Yeah, that's that puts a new perspective on American food. And, honestly, that originated here in America that you may not have thought came here, or maybe someone else brought that food here to America and we just adopted it as our own. There's a lot of places that do that here in America, where they bring food from a different culture and we start to adopt it as our own.
Yeah, it's definitely for sure interesting, you know. I mean, you know, we have our own taste in food, like, but we definitely have adopted some food, you know, kind of bringing back that diversity.
Yeah,
but like you said, though, like, definitely, though, we have our own taste, you know, but, like, the diversity, though, is in there.
Yeah, I mean, that's what makes American culture so great. Some people you ask, does America have culture, its own culture, they might say, no, we don't have our own culture. Or some people might say, yeah, we do, and they just list off a few things in that culture. But personally, I don't know about you, Henry, but for me, I think American culture is multicultural. It's diverse. It's not just one ethnicity, a certain group of people doing the same things, following the same traditions, the same religion, the same food, the same anything. Here in America, it's different, and it also varies from person to person, state to state, and it just keeps going. It goes down. So think of American culture, you think multicultural, you think of states, you think of, oh, maybe Kentucky, they're known for this. Indiana's known for this. Indiana's known for fried food at state fairgrounds. That's what they serve. And then you start going lower and lower until you get into each individual person and you realize America is really, really diverse, more diverse than most people would think.
Yeah, I can definitely agree with that, you know, with what you just said. Like, even, like, going down, you know, from just even a whole state down, you know, like, to, like, Kentucky, you know, it's definitely, like, a different vibe, you know. If you go out of state, you can definitely, like, tell that it's just, like, a lot more there just than what you think, you know. I mean, you live in here, you know, for a while, you know, kind of not going anywhere. It kind of, like, gives you, like, the same feel, you know, you kind of get used to things. But when you go out of state, it's kind of more of a culture shock because, you know, like, it's just kind of, like, overwhelming, you know. They got a lot of different things in, like, other states, you know. And even going down to Kentucky, they are big on their fried chicken out there. You know, that's even where KFC came from, Kentucky. You know, that's where it originated from, you know. And, like, it's kind of weird to think about, but, you know, like, whenever you go down and start realizing, you know, that definitely culture is definitely, like, huge, you know, and it's definitely more diverse, you know, when you go down different areas.
That's what America also has to offer. Like, we have everything here. We have food from the Chinese culture, the Mexican culture, the Middle East culture, just anywhere. We have food. If someone comes here, and they're gonna find their spot because you have also places like Chinatown, Little Italy, and you just have a whole bunch of places like that here around and across America.
Yeah, over in the area where I live, it's actually called Little Mexico too. So I mean, that's kind of interesting to think about, you know. Like other places though, they're not really like used to it as much as we are, and they, you know, it kind of gives them a different taste of food compared to us, where we're kind of, you know, tasting almost the same thing every day, you know. But, like, definitely, though, you can have a variety of flavors, too. So don't get me wrong there, you know. You still get some different flavors within this culture, you know. But when you think about other stores around, like, the world, they only have, like, one type of food, you know, one type of thing, you know, maybe. You know, they're restricted down to almost one culture. And it's kind of, like, amazing to think about. Like, we have so many different cultures even incorporated into our stores alone. So it's definitely kind of like over our heads to think about, like, just all the different cultures we have here in America and how it's incorporated into our lives. Like, it's so accustomed to us that, you know, we may not think about it, you know, it might just go right over our head. But when you think about compared to the world, it's definitely a huge thing.
Yeah, and I mean, that pretty much, like, wraps up what we're going to talk about on this podcast, just our food and... Or our food was last, sorry, we talked about history, impact, and food, which is really impressive.
And that wraps up our first episode of Culture Connection. We hope you enjoy this informational podcast. But next week, on our next episode, we're going to bring up some points of Cinco de Mayo and Day of the Dead. We hope you enjoy next week's podcast as well as this week's podcast. This has been Henry Wicker, and working along me has been Cesar Fernandez.